network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. The chief of a Russian mercenary group in an audio message says his forces are rebelling and some left Ukraine and entered a Russian city. Here he is through an interpreter.
Those who destroyed many tens of thousands of Russian soldiers' lives will be punished. I ask no one to resist.
How safe was the Titan vessel? Titanic director James Cameron tells the BBC he had concerns about the sub's carbon fiber hull.
They cut corners. They used unproven experimental technology on a sub that took passengers. And to me, that's inexcusable.
Today marks 1 year since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Kamala Harris.
We are seeing a national agenda, which is a full-on attack on so many of our hard-won rights and freedoms that we thought were long settled, but are now under attack.
CBS News Brief. I'm Mara Rubin.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Cherry ice cream smile.
1057 CFW. Your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 1057 CFW. The Valley's fun music.
CFW.
About you know it.
Set all of your car's presets to 105.7 FM.
You are number one on my presets.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up.
1057 CFW.
How can I explain when there are few words I can choose? How can I explain when words get
CFW. We'll be right back.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with isolated showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, a few pockets of heavy rain and maybe some strong storms. Highs in the upper 80s. Cooler, mid-70s and breezy Sunday with on and off periods of rain. It's 71 right now.
CFW.
This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
I'm not afraid to
5-7 CFW.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Union. This is 105.7 CFW.
I should've
Here's what's happening at CFW.
Imagine this, paintbrush in hand, and you are an expert artist. You're painting your pet. Grey Duck Art is making it happen on Friday night, July 7th. Okay, here's the secret. No experience is needed because you submit a photo of your pet and Grey Duck turns it into a paint by number. Success and fun for all. But you'll need to register ahead. Go to greyduckart.eventbrite.com. Again, greyduckart.eventbrite.com.
This is 105.7 CFW.
as much a part of summer as a bottle of suntan lotion that's all goopy at the top because someone didn't clean it up before putting it away.
Someone's head is gonna roll.
105.7 CFW.
Seven CFW.
Easy ready, wheel it over time. When does it stop?
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in two wins, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Infighting in the Russian military. The head of the Wagner Group is vowing to to topple Russia's military leadership.
President Putin's spokesman says the Kremlin's leader was aware of the situation and all necessary measures were being taken. This is an extraordinary public escalation of infighting inside Russia over how the war is being fought.
That's CBS's Ian Lee. Titanic